Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, August 17th, 2020. After much criticism of people drinking and partying in the streets of Berlin during the corona pandemic, the Senate now wants to get an official overview of party hotspots. Health Senator Dilek Kelechi has asked the 12 districts for support, and they're to name areas in which increased partying and alcohol drinking groups disregard the rules of distance and hygiene. Kelechi explained, quote, "As a precautionary measure, I've checked with the districts in order to get an overview of the situation and thus be able to identify possible need for action." Mitte Mayor Stefan von Dossel again has called for a ban on so-called out-of-home sales of alcohol in shops, snack bars, and spätis in certain places and at certain times. He compared Berlin to Hamburg, which has had good experiences with a local and temporary ban on the sale of alcohol. In Hamburg, the sale of alcohol for takeaway in trendy neighborhoods on weekend nights has been banned since July. This is intended to restrict or prevent the usual mass parties in the streets. In Berlin, it's currently crowded and cramped on warm August nights, especially in front of pubs and late-night bars in Mitte, Kreuzberg, Friedrichshain, Neukölln, and Schöneberg. Because many young people find drinks in pubs and bars too expensive, some prefer to drink cheap bottled beer in front of the spätis. Thus, around Rosenthaler Platz in Mitte, for example, large groups of young people crowd the sidewalks and benches overnights. Von Dossel announced renewed increased controls for this past weekend, and Neukölln's district mayor Martin Hickel has also recently sent his public order office employees out on a targeted basis. Other districts, such as Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, however, did not communicate such measures. Especially regulations concerning distances between tables, masks, and contact lists are often not observed. In addition, the Senate announced on Tuesday that 240 more employees are to be made available in district public order offices in the near future. At the beginning of the week, Health Senator Kelechi had spoken of a great concern about the health risks and initially brought into play a ban on alcohol in pubs and bars on certain streets. Then, on Tuesday, Culture Senator Klaus Lederer said that the Senate was not considering such an alcohol ban, but that more controls and the imposition of fines would be necessary. And piggybacking on the last story, Berlin's mayor Michael Müller wants to pursue and punish violations of everyday rules to protect against the corona pandemic more consistently, stating, quote, "The corona deniers endanger many, and there's no excuse for this. We have to become stricter. Demonstrations will be stopped more quickly if the mask law is not observed, and we will then impose fines and, if necessary, immediately disperse the demonstration." Müller conceded that not everything can be achieved through government intervention, police, and repression, but that incorrigible people must be targeted and cracked down upon. According to Müller, the Berlin police wrote a total of 350 violations of the infection control ordinance between mid-July and mid-August. In addition, he said, there are the procedures of the public order offices and, as we mentioned previously, that Berlin wants to increase the number of personnel. He added that his government will make sure that guest lists in the gastronomy sector are kept properly. Müller is also skeptical about major events, which, according to current knowledge, pose a great danger, stating, quote, "For the time being, it will not be possible to hold fairs, congresses, large concerts, and sporting events with several thousand spectators without restrictions. In my opinion, this will only be possible when a vaccine or an effective medication against corona is available." He called the concert planned for September in Dusseldorf with 13,000 spectators, quote, "very risky." Additionally, in Müller's opinion, people returning from risk areas should at least contribute to the costs of corona tests because, quote, "they deliberately take a risk and endanger the general public." The number of illegal car races in Germany has risen sharply. This is the result of a poll by the German press agency published on Saturday. According to the survey, a total of 1,900 cases were recorded in 9 German states last year, about 700 more than the year before. The other states surveyed did not provide any information or keep such statistics. North Rhine-Westphalia is in the lead with 659 cases, followed by Berlin with 390. However, North Rhine-Westphalia has more than 4 times as many inhabitants as the capital. It's followed by Bavaria at 294 and Baden-Württemberg at 252. Both states also have significantly more inhabitants than Berlin. After a fatal accident close to Kudamm in February of 2016, illegal car races were reclassified from an administrative offense to a criminal one. Since then, up to 2 years imprisonment for participants in such races is possible. Last June, the Federal High Court confirmed the murder sentence against one of the 2 Kudamm racers, and the Berlin Regional Court must retry the second defendant. The wild boar that stole the laptop of a naked bather at Teufelssee has been in the sights of foresters for quite some time. As reported by RBB, the group of pigs has been observed for a while and is threatened with being killed. According to Katja Kammer, new head of the Grunewald Forestry Office, wild boars learn quickly where they can easily find food. The animals are attracted by the garbage of the bathers at Teufelssee and have thus lost their, quote, basic shyness towards humans, and this is a danger for the general public. According to spokesman for the Berlin Forestry Department, Mark Franutsch, on Friday, the long-term situation there is not acceptable, but whether and when the sow will be shot cannot be predicted with certainty. It's the wrong time of year, and the shooting of the animal is currently forbidden because the young are still too small. When the hunting season does begin in October, however, the area in Grunewald in the southwest of the capital is a focal point. It is possible that the animal could be shot then. Every year, 1,000 to 2,000 wild boars are shot in Berlin. Criticism was quickly voiced against the planned shooting of the sow. A petition was launched at change.org under the title, quote, Save the Cheeky but Peaceful Sow. On Friday afternoon, almost 1,000 people had already signed the petition, and it states that the sow has been peacefully sharing its habitat with bathers for years. On Facebook, the citizens' initiative Aktion Fair Play has called for a protest, and animal rights activists want to meet in front of the Grunewald for a, quote, spontaneous demo, and the goal is to protest, quote, against the shooting down of the sow and its children at Teufelssee. The comments also include outraged voices criticizing the planned shooting, and one user posted the number from the forestry office with the hope that as many people as possible would contact the office to, quote, stand up for the sow. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.